There we go. Can everybody hear me? A little bit? My wife says I always talk too soft, so I have to speak up a little. It's good to be with all of you this morning. And the Lord didn't give me a message on freedom today. I have been, so my daily devotions have been in Job, and I was just, as I was going through the book of Job this week, I got just wondering to myself, how do we become, you know, it says he was blameless and upright. How do we become that type of person where we can trust God the way he did? You know, when you look at all that Job went through, you know, he lost everything that he had in life. The first time that Satan attacked him, and then he was infested with boils the second time, and yet he, it said that in Job there that he didn't sin in all of this. He didn't, in the way he spoke and the way he visited with his friends when they came to sit with him, and he was an upright and blameless man. So I entitled the lesson today, "He is blameless and upright." And I just want to look at some scripture that that we can share together today and see how that we can become those kind of people. And so let's go to the Lord in prayer and we'll get started. Father, I thank you again today for your care and love. Father, as we look today at Job, at his life, and Lord, that the way that you loved him and cared for him, and Lord, I ask that you'll give me the words to speak this morning. Father, that I'll not get in your way at all, but that you'll just use me as a voice, as a sound piece for you, Lord, that you'll speak to the church. Lord, give us ears to hear what you're saying, in Jesus' name, amen. So we're going to start in Job 1 today. You want to turn there in your Bibles. So the first couple of chapters here are just talking about how Jesus and was there. Well, let's just begin in verse 6 of Job 1. So one day the angels came and to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them. The Lord said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" Satan answered the Lord, "From roaming through the earth and going back and forth in it." Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil." "Does Job fear God for nothing?" Satan replied. "Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? You have blessed the work of his hands so that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land. But stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face." Well, the next bunch of verses there talk about all of the different things that happened to Job there just in just a short time. He lost all of his, everything he owned, I guess you could say. He lost his stuff, the things that he owned, that he used. And so in verses 20 and 22, it says that Job worshipped God. And how do you go from a man who God hedged in? He took care of him. He watched over him. He blessed him, and he multiplied the stuff that he had and made him into a great man. And so Job says there in verse 20, "At this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship, and he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." And in all this, says Job, did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing. So he worshiped God in this place of disaster. Kind of reminds me of Paul when he said, "I've learned to be content in every circumstance that I'm in." And I've told you before how hard that is for me to be content. And sometimes it's hard to be content because of the circumstances we're in. Let's go then to chapter 2. It says, "On another day the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them to present himself before him. And the Lord said to Satan, 'Where have you come from?' Satan answered the Lord, 'From roaming through the earth and going back and forth in it.' Then the Lord said to Satan, 'Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil, and he still maintains his integrity, though you have incited me against him to ruin him without any reason.' 'Skin for skin,' Satan replied, 'a man will give all he has for his own life. But stretch out your hand and strike his flesh and bones, and he will surely curse you to your face.' The Lord said to Satan, 'Very well then, he is in your hands, but you must spare his life.' So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and afflicted Job with painful sores from the soles of his feet to the top of his head. Then Job took a piece of broken pottery and scraped himself with it as he sat among the ashes. His wife said to him, 'Are you still holding on to your integrity? Curse God and die.' He replied, 'You are talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble?' In all this, Job did not sin in what he said." So I was looking at Job's life here and wondering how can a man, where do you get that kind of a relationship with the Father that you can go through what he did and not sin, not just turn your back against him, turn your back on God. Almost the rest of the book of Job is his friends that came to sit with him and share time with him and arguing with him about what God had done and so forth. And I want to just go on back to chapter 27 now. There's just a few verses I want to share about Job again here. So we're going to go back to 27, 1 to 6. So this is a part of Job's discourse. Here in verse 1 it says, "As surely as God lives, who has denied me justice, the Almighty who has made me taste bitterness of soul, as long as I have life within me, the breath of God in my nostrils, my lips will not speak wickedness, and my tongue will utter no deceit. I will never admit that you are in the right till I die. I will not deny my integrity. I will maintain my righteousness and never let it go, and never let go of it. My conscience will not reproach me as long as I live." So these three friends of Job's were arguing with him and telling him what a bad person he was and all these kind of things. And he said, as surely as God lives, who has denied me justice, I'm not going to neglect to worship him. And then over in chapter 28, beginning at verse 20, says, where then does wisdom come from? Where does understanding dwell? It is hidden from the eyes of every living thing, concealed even from the birds of the air. Destruction and death say, only a rumor of it has reached our ears. God understands the way to it, and he alone knows where it dwells. For he views the ends of the earth and sees everything under the heavens. When he established the force of the wind and measured out the waters, when he made a decree for the rain and a path for the thunderstorm, then he looked at wisdom and appraised it and then confirmed it and tested it. And he said to man, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to shun evil is understanding. So I begin to realize that Job had a lot of wisdom. He was a man of great wisdom because he could shun evil. He could be blameless. He learned how to do that. He learned how to do that because of his wisdom and because of understanding. And we've been in Sunday school in the book of Proverbs for several years now, and in Proverbs it talks a lot about wisdom and about understanding and how important it is. So I want to just spend a little bit of time in Proverbs chapter 2. Beginning at verse 1 to 11. Let's look at Proverbs 2:1-11. My son, he says, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, and if you call out for insight or knowledge and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver, search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Over in verse 7 of chapter 1, it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So as we learn to fear the Lord, as we learn to revere him and allow him to control our lives, go to him for every decision that we make, that's the beginning of knowledge. We're starting to learn who God is and what all he does for us. And then it says, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. That's verse 7 of Proverbs chapter 1. Continuing on in verse 6 of chapter 2 there, it says, for the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds victory in store for the upright. He is a shield to those whose walk is blameless. For he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. Then you will understand what is right and just and fair, every good path, for wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will protect you, and understanding will guard you. So, Job learned how to revere God. He learned how to walk with God, and to understand what he was saying, to understand what God wanted from him in life. And he was a man of integrity. He was a man who was blameless and upright. I want to finish today in Psalms 119. This has been a favorite verse of mine for as I was growing up as a young man, I learned this these verses and memorized them, and it's just been something that has always been a part of my life since I was young. Psalms 119 and verses 9 through 16 is what I want to look at just to finish up today. And these verses are the second part of this. It's apparently a musical, a song, because it's kind of divided up in my Bible into different musical notes. And this one is entitled Beth. And it says, "How can a young man keep his way pure?" So how do we become a man like Job, where we can keep our way pure? It says, by living according to your word, by spending time in the word of God, learning what God has, what has his way for us. It says, I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. And verse 11 is the one that I remember learning as a child. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes, as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. So we learn of God's ways by spending time with him, by putting his words in our heart, learning them. There's a lot of different scriptures that talk about how we keep his word in our heart, how we learn to walk in it, and back in, I think it's back in Deuteronomy, where he says to talk about it when you're on the road and when you're with your children, and just all the time talk about God and his love for you, for your family. So as you go this week, spend time in the word. Make time for the Father every day, and he'll teach us how to live. He'll show us how we need to treat those around us and those that we work with, how to be kind and loving to one another. So if any of you have a prayer need this morning, I'll be here to pray with you. Looks like Jesse took off. So I'll be here to pray with you. I think we're doing a music from the speakers today, because our Jamie had to go to work. So she, when she works Sundays, she tries to, they have allowed her to go in at 11 instead of 7 on Sunday mornings, so she can be with us for a little bit to help with singing. And then she has to get up again tomorrow morning and go back in at 7, so she's going to have a short night tonight. But as we close today, as we sing the last song, if you have a prayer need, why come so I can pray with you. And God bless.